Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider, director of Crossroads Appella Jim Hibma, and senior health insurance information program counselors Bob Maurer, Twyla Haverly, and Mike Filippini join us on today's program to preview the upcoming Welcome to Medicare seminar and the open enrollment period for Medicare Part D. We are here with the counselors of the Senior Health Insurance Information Program through Crossroads Appella. Many of you have talked to before. Obviously, we've got a new one here in Mike who will be joining us here in the conversation as well. So I'll start with you, Bob. First of all, what does it mean to be back in this cycle again with the Welcome to Medicare again and with open enrollment coming up and to be able to once again have this opportunity to help our senior citizens in our community with their Medicare coverage?
Well, the cycle of open enrollment is something that to me is a lot of fun because whether or not the prescription drugs have changed, you still may need a new prescription drug plan because of all the changes that the insurance companies make. Besides that, I don't know that we're going to have a huge number of welcome to Medicare folks. Turning 65, that's a totally different cycle. You do that once, but the open enrollment period, you do every year.
Well, Twyla, for people who aren't familiar, what is your role then as a senior health insurance information provider or SHIP counselor? And what is the help that you are able to directly provide people, whether they are the new people who are coming to this Welcome to Medicare or their returners?
Well, the new people and the Welcome to Medicare is for those who are turning 65 or for those who have aged past 65 but are now retiring and will go on Medicare. So it's for the initial enrollment and for a special enrollment people for Medicare. So basically, we teach them about Medicare and how it differs from employer insurance and how you need there's many facets to Medicare. You have Medicare A, B, you have C, you have Part D, and you have supplementals. So we try to educate, you know, the new enrollees to Medicare on all of those different things. And as for open enrollment, that is for those who are on Medicare and have been for a while. Everyone thinks, oh, open enrollment, that's when I enroll in Medicare. And that's not so. Open enrollment is for Part D coverage and Advantage plans. So it gives you the opportunity to explore what's new. Your drugs might have changed. So every year we ask that people come to our open enrollment event and let us look at your Part D coverage to see if there's something for you that's better, cost-wise and also coverage-wise.
Well, Mike, you're new to this process this year. On this side of the table as a counselor, what have you learned about volunteering to support the community in this way? And what are the ways that you hope to take that next step and to be able to help our senior citizens with their health care?
Well, doubly, I went on to Medicare a couple of years ago, and it was, you know, as confusing as anybody else. But then when I moved to town just a couple of years ago, ran into Jim over at Crossroads, and they were able to assist our family, and he asked me about considering this, and I did, and I'm glad I did so far.
Well, Bob, if people call, that they have between October and 15th and December 7th, if they are returning for that open enrollment period, A, what does that process look like for the phone call, and B, what do they need to bring with them to your session, that one-on-one that they'll have with you?
Well, they'll make a phone call to Crossroads, and there will be a appointment scheduled anytime during that open enrollment period. What the people need to bring is any information about new drugs that they're on, new prescriptions. It would be helpful that they would simply bring their entire drug list, although if they worked with us in the past, the computer will remember what they have had, but we have to input any of the new prescriptions. And as I said before, even if none of the drugs have changed, you still probably should come in and we can talk about what is the most economical plan for you given your current state.
Once Wiley, you and I actually talked about that a year ago, the remarkable amount of savings in a community like Pella that have been made. And what is that like when you come in front of somebody who may have been on Medicare now for 3 or 4 years or might be in their first or second year, and you see a $1,000, $2,000 savings for that individual? I mean, that's probably a big reason why you help with that process, but it goes to show how wildly these things can change, to Bob's point, even with the drug staying the same.
Yes, that's very true. It surprises me, too, each time I see it. And I remember when I started this several years ago, the least expensive policy, I believe, was in the $20 range. And last year, they had one that was $7. And I'm talking about a premium, a monthly premium. So if you can go from a $20 a month premium down to a $7 and also save a lot of money on your prescriptions, it's a very large cost savings. And it just makes it worthwhile just to see the happiness on people's face. We've been known, not with COVID, of course, but there's been hugs and just, you know, happy feelings of, man, I can save this money.
In addition, you made me think of the fact that there was an insurance company that had a $15 premium. Then they raised it to like $22. Then they raised it to like $35, and then went up to $56.
Yes.
And people just kind of didn't make any changes, not recognizing that they were kind of the lobster in the water and they're getting boiled. And that was fun when we finally got them to come in and make a change, because that last jump, I think, prompted a number of people to say, hey, I got to get some help because this is getting too expensive.
And if they don't come in, their plan will just renew.
That's right.
So, you know, it's just pretty easy to let it go. But you need to come in and have us look at it.
Well, Mike, you hear those stories of them firsthand helping these families, who are, many of whom are on a fixed income, many of whom are in their retirement phase. How excited are you to have that opportunity to be able to maybe make a huge difference in someone's life that way?
I've just been in, I sat in on a few interviews, and you know, when people get educated and they're really thankful to get that extra information and the knowledge that they're on the right track, because it can be really confusing. So looking forward to it.
So just to clarify as well, unfortunately, we're still in the COVID season. So we're asking people that if they call in and they've been vaccinated, they can have an in-person interview. If they haven't been vaccinated, then we'll help them over the phone. So they should, I mean, we've got an age group here that is susceptible to what's going on. So we want to be safe and on that side. Once they get here, presumably we hope they wear a mask so that everybody is safe, both the counselor and them, and they can find their savings.
Then again, so welcome to Medicare, September 28th, register by the 21st, and Medicare open enrollment October 15th, December 7th, 628-1212. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakbrless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.